Okay, we're going to talk more about the rest of God. It's not about inactivity. It's about inactivity according to your own agenda, doing your own stuff. When you get in a car and you're driven by somebody, you're actually ceasing from your own works and you're being led around by them. And they have a car with air conditioning and it's all gassed up and you're ready to go. And you don't have to do anything except sit there. Now you have to participate. Okay, it's not about inactivity. You have to participate by positioning yourself in the passenger side. You are part of the journey, so you participate in the journey. It's not about inactivity, but the rest is ceasing from your own agendas, ceasing from your own agenda, your own ideas, your own game plan, and letting God reveal unto you the game plan that He has for you. He has a specific game plan for you, and He's tailor-made it for you, like He did for somebody else and somebody else and somebody else. So you get in touch with God by praying in the Holy Spirit, and He reveals the mysteries of the game plan to you. You know, the Bible says in John chapter 7, verse 17, If any man will do his will, he shall know of the doctrine, whether it be of God, or whether I speak of myself. So if any man will do his will, not your own will, if you will do his will, then you will know the doctrine. You will understand how things work. That's the problem with Christianity at the moment. There's 400 different flavors, and they're all doing 400 different things. Some of them are overlapping each other, but they're not always doing the will of God. But if you will do His will, you shall know of the doctrine. You know, in John chapter 8, verse 31, it says, "Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on Him, if ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed." So you have to continue in His word. How do you do that? By praying in the Holy Spirit. And you're speaking the wonderful works of God. You're speaking the words of God. You know, when you pray in tongues, you're formulating a language that's coming from God. And you're speaking those words over yourself to God so that God can answer those prayers. So He answers His own prayers and He brings you into the doctrine. He opens your eyes up because it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God. But unto them who are not in His word, who are not led by the Holy Spirit, who are walking their own agenda under the name of Christianity, it is not given unto them. They hear, they can't perceive. They see, and they can't perceive. Isaiah wrote about them. He said that they were hypocrites. They pretended to be religious or Christians, but they weren't walking in the Spirit of God. They were walking their own ideas, and they'll be caught up and snared and shown to everybody of their folly. But you, who are spiritual, who have eyes that can see, you rest in God and you let Him call the shots. You let Him set the agenda for each day in your life. I wake up every day and the first thing I think about is the Lord. I think about the Lord all day. My mind is stayed on Him. I seek the things above. I don't have to put effort into it even. It's just me now. Or because I'm so caught up in Him, so wrapped up in His love, I'm so on track with Him, I'm so on His path, that I don't have any other path. I walk in His path. I walk in His word, and I listen to Him, and I know the doctrine. And I'm trying to help you. I'm trying to help you get away from being caught up with agendas that are not of God. But if you pray in tongues, then everybody who prays in tongues will all have the same revelation, not 300 different Christianities, not 300 different versions of church. You'll all be of one heart, one mind, one spirit, if you all pray in tongues. It is the great leveler. It brings everybody into the same path. That's how easy it is. You know, all you have to do is just enter into the rest. Jesus said, "Take my yoke upon me and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your soul." You know, and then it talks about the unclean spirit in Matthew chapter 12, verse 43. When the unclean spirit is gone out of a man, he walks through dry places seeking rest and finds none. He's looking for a place that he can live in and he can take over and he can run the show. He's looking for an individual that he can walk his life out in them. That's what he's looking for, but he hasn't got rest because he's being kicked out. You know, and if you pray in tongues, you'll kick any competing voice out of you. You'll get rid of, you'll silence any competing voice that has another agenda other than God's agenda out of you, out of your life. People say to me all the time, "Tom, I've been praying in tongues for hours every day and my mind is clear." Well, that's because all those competing voices have been booted out. You say, "Tom, I just feel peaceful." That's because you're entering into the rest and you're no longer fighting God, but you're on the path with God and you're moving along for Him in His agenda for you, and you're walking in Him. You're being blessed. God wants to lavish on you love and prosperity, joy and peace and righteousness in the Holy Spirit. That is the kingdom of God. God wants to bless you so much that you'll just jump around like a jackrabbit for joy. Now, you know, Jesus said in John chapter 17, verse 19, "And for their sake I sanctify myself, that they also might be sanctified through the truth." So Jesus, I'll just say it again, "And for their sake," that's the disciples and everybody else, for the 2,000 years we've been walking in the Lord, every one of us, that's our sake. "For their sake, I sanctify myself, that they also might be sanctified through the truth." So Jesus said, "Listen, I kept myself clean. I made sure that I was only walking in you, Father, that my agenda had nothing to do with the world. I sanctified myself in the truth." The truth is God's will. He sanctified himself. He said, "I only hear or see what my Father does, and that's all I do. I don't have any other agenda. I don't do anything else outside of this." He sanctified himself for us, so that we would be, when he imparted unto us the truth of the Father, it wasn't mixed with bits and pieces of the world. It was clean. So Jesus stayed clean so that he could impart unto us truth that was clean. Now, if you pray in tongues, the Holy Spirit will sanctify you. He will separate you from all of the lies and deceit and all of the rubbish that the world has to offer, and he will sanctify you and your mind so that you can walk in the truth and you will know the doctrine. And then when you speak to other people, you won't give them mixture, which is half world's logic and half God. You'll give them truth because you've sanctified yourself like Jesus did. So Jesus sanctified himself for our sake, that when he imparted unto us the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit would speak about Jesus, who sanctified himself, who walked in holiness, who walked in the truth, who walked in the light, so that we can walk in the light. So we sanctify ourselves by the Holy Spirit so that we can walk in the light and we can actually impart this truth onto other people. It's very simple, isn't it? But if you have your mind in two camps, one in the world, one in the revelation of the world, and one in the revelation of God, you're going to be confused. You need to get off the fence, and you need to join one camp. And you need to go after the Lord and just sit down, pray in tongues, and enter into the rest, and let everything that God has created for you to impart onto you, to infuse in you, so that you become the part of the truth. You become part of the truth that saves other people, not the mess, not the lies and deceptions. How many Christians do you know of wafflers? Just speak about rubbish. They prophesy rubbish. They expand the what they call the truth, which is rubbish. You know it's not biblically correct. These people are all lost. If you could get them praying in tongues, what would happen? They would step into the truth, and they would sanctify themselves, and they would start to walk in the light as He is in the light. In John chapter 14:21, He said, "He that hath my commandments and keeps them, he it is that loves me." So if you have His commandments and you keep them, you love God. "And he that loves me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him." So you're gonna understand who Jesus is. If you hear His commandments and keep them, you'll be loved by Jesus and the Father, and they will show you the doctrine. They will show you the path. They will show you the way, the truth, and the life for your life. There's a truth and a path in Jesus that is for you. All the good works that He wants you to walk in. He has a path for your ministry. He wants to use you, but He doesn't want to use you on your agenda and your path. He wants you to operate in His path. Be blessed by Him and endowed with power and ability, so that you can get the things done for the kingdom of God. It's that easy. He says in Luke chapter 11:35, "Take heed therefore that the light which is in thee be not darkness." So whatever light you have in you, make sure it's light and not darkness. There's lots of people around, you know, professing to be Christians and are walking in darkness. And they're supposed to be the children of light. They're supposed to know the doctrine. They're supposed to be sanctified and holy, so that they don't give mixture unto other people, so that they give the truth to other people and not lies and deception. So if you sit down and pray in tongues, you'll enter into the rest. God has done everything for you. He'll show you the doctrine, and He'll love you. And He'll bless you, and He'll provide for you in these troubled times. God has a plan to get you out of the ditch, out of the problems. If you'll just enter into the rest, if you'll just enter into that refreshing, into that peace that God has for you. We'll leave it there.